Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for July 12th through 16th.
Yes.
Okay. I have been writing the wrong dates lately.
Oh. So,
which is not good. But
I only knew the date because Monday was the 12th and that was my sister's and my brother-in-law's birthday. So.
Like her husband?
Mm-hmm.
They have the same birthday?
They have the same birthday.
Aw.
I know.
That's cute. My parents are 2 days apart.
Aw.
Yep.
Very cute. It's funny because she always made fun of me for my kids going in a row in March.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you guys are literally on the same day. So how can you make fun of me?
Well, I'm with her on this one.
No!
Theirs was by chance that they wound up meeting someone who had the same birthday.
Okay. My first two children.
You obviously like a certain time of year.
But my first two children were.
Which we're going to be busy next March. Or, we have plans for next March, so there better not be a baby coming.
There's not, because that would have already happened.
Okay. And we've already paid for part of it, so.
These March babies are perfect. I can't have a March baby now anyway, but a March baby is perfect because you're not big fat pregnant through the summer, so you're not super uncomfortable.
I did both.
Well, sorry that you're crazy.
I don't know. So, we have two, three. When we did Kelly's Diner, we forgot to say that Cam works there.
Oh.
Because he has only worked like two shifts.
Right.
So
exactly.
It's not like, so when we say that Liz worked there, like the only time you really saw Liz was when she was working at Kelly's.
Exactly.
And then going on a date with Lucky and then getting into trouble.
Right. The pickup was always at the diner.
Yeah.
You didn't go to Liz's house.
Right. But then also our buddy Rocky asked us, does Spencer really work for Curtis or was he pretending? He thought that he was pretending.
Oh, I thought he was pretending too, but
I thought he actually did.
Oh no, I thought that he was totally pretending because the way that he snuck in that side room.
Maybe.
Like he walked past them and then it looked to me like it was sneaking into that closet. I thought he was just staying there.
But then I don't know. I've worked in enough restaurants that there's so many hidden doors all over the place that I'm just like, all right, he's coming out of the stock room.
I'm glad I wasn't the only one confused because he snuck into that room. But when he talked to Trina, he said he had an apartment somewhere.
Yeah.
And then whenever he went to Windermere, he said that he was staying at the Metro Court. So
yeah.
I don't know where he's staying. I feel like he was sneaking into that place and staying there.
Okay. Maybe.
Because he's waiting for Nicholas to say, you can stay here.
Right. I guess the Metro Court would make the most sense, though, because that could be night by night. Whereas...
But Jocelyn hangs out there all the time because of Carly working there.
Well, yeah.
That would be too close.
Right.
I don't think he's really staying in the Metro Court. I think he's sneaking.
Hmm. I don't know. But so Rocky is our buddy Max's dad. And Max is having an amazing week.
Oh my God, he's blowing up.
He has been retweeted by Finola Hughes, Ada McCoy, and then we need to get him on video talking to us about this. Because remember, he declared his love for Sonny?
Yes.
Maurice Bernard, retweeted him the other day and said that he was awesome. And I seriously got tears in my eyes because I'm like, oh, he's going to be so happy.
That's so cute.
So Max is more famous than us now.
That's okay.
Just remember us when you're all
big
and famous. But I have those friends on the pier.
Maybe we can be his plus one, plus two.
There we go.
The major events he gets invited to.
Max, if you get to go to the nurse's ball, buddy, we are coming with you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, and one of the soap blogs wrote an article about Ida McCoy retweeting him.
Okay.
That's just a weird thing, but what?
I feel like they should have better news stories than if you saw the tweet, you saw it. You don't need a news story about it.
But if you're not on Twitter, then you get
maybe
daily updates to, I forget which one it was. So I'm not going to put out a name out there because
right,
I forget which one
wrong.
It was.
Yeah.
But if you get the daily updates or if you get the daily emails or something, then you get the
maybe
link saying, oh, there's this really cute kid that talks about GH.
I guess so.
Yep. So keep it up, dude.
So cute.
I know.
I'm so excited.
Remember how we said maybe in a couple months we'll have more to talk about?
Yes, exactly. We didn't realize it was going to be him.
I know.
We have to talk about.
He's just so cute.
Yes. I'm so happy for him. That's adorable.
So where do you want to start?
I don't know. This week was kind of... That's my description of it. It was just kind of whatever. I was happy that... Not happy, but happy that they finally explained the whole Ellie thing and that she's leaving and... Now we're just done.
But she's seriously leaving? She's leaving Spinelli. Although, at least he did explain
that he had a choice and he chose not to leave.
But not just that, that in light of what has recently happened.
Right.
So, because the discussion that they were having initially sounded like she's just now coming to the realization that Spinelli being friends with Jason wasn't that what they were saying, basically?
Right.
And it's like, no, Ellie, you knew this.
Yes, exactly.
But now...
It makes sense. Now that Jason's taking over, Spinelli's going to be in more danger, and that's not okay. I'm just worried about Georgie. That's a big deal. And I agree that she shouldn't be there when Ellie's moving out, but I hope they have a nice sit-down conversation with her, not just she comes home and all Ellie's stuff's moved out.
Right. Like, try to talk to her like we're talking with Violet. And,
exactly.
You know.
Right. We can still be friends.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. She can still FaceTime her.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have to keep a relationship
up. Because that's been her consistent...
Right, her whole life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like her day in, day out has been Ellie. I mean, what's Spinelli going to do now?
Right.
I don't know if Georgie has a nanny.
I don't think so. They don't strike me as nanny people. Like in the whole show appearance, it's the Quartermains
right
up here.
Well, no, I was just thinking, would Jason pay for Spinelli to have? Because now they're going to, I don't know.
I like your face. Go ahead.
I don't know if they just didn't want to recast her or whatever, but there's so many
maybe
things
maybe they're leaving
wrong.
It open for her to come back eventually. Maybe.
But especially with the stuff going on with Maxie, like Ellie is a very compassionate and even though she would be afraid of what's going on with Jason and everything, I can't see her from how we've known her thinking that Maxie's baby was just kidnapped. Voluntarily leaving and then giving Maxie that extra stress of having to figure out this new dynamic.
But maybe she realized there is no good time to do it.
Yeah, but
kind of like Sam staying in it and then finally saying, look, I have to break away from it. There was no right time to jump out of it. So I bet Ellie felt like if she stayed, then 3 months from now, she was just going to make another justification for why she should stay. And then 3 months later and on and
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but this is a month after the baby.
I think maybe they're breaking them up so that Spinelli can comfort Maxie through getting Lou back and they can be together. I would be so happy. They've grown up so well.
They have, but as we were watching and talking about Georgie, I don't know, maybe this is why, like, I've never been, I obviously love Spinelli and I obviously love Maxie and I love their friendship, but I think that's why I was never, yay, Spixie, because Georgie loved him. Like, and then her sister gets it. Because she died.
Maybe. Okay.
You know? Like,
yeah.
I'm kind of like, no, Georgie and Spinelli would have been so darn cute.
But they didn't actually hook up.
They didn't.
If they would have hooked up, I would have been totally against
but
it.
But it's heartbreaking because she didn't get her chance.
They also both wanted Lucas, or one wanted Lucas
right.
and Lucas wanted the other one.
And so Lucas wanted Maxie. Right.
They just had boys
so
in
So she
common.
Just always lost to Maxie.
Well,
I mean, this time she died, so there was a difference.
Right, and they've already had a kid together, so...
Yeah, I don't know.
Together no matter what.
And I liked them, but I think that's, but I've never been like, oh my God, they have to get back together. I still think that her and Michael would be great.
There's a lot of babies.
He has the money and the resources.
Babies. Yeah, they have a nanny, so I guess she'll be okay there. And then Bailey wouldn't have to move out of the Quartermain house because Maxie could just move right in.
Oh man. Yeah.
There you go.
There's that.
All right, where do you want to go from there? That was my seriously my favorite part of the week was
Maxie was killing me this week though.
Yes.
Oh. And to think that Kirsten Storms did all that acting while she had a non-cancerous tumor in the base of her neck. And like, that's what she was prepping to be gone for,
right,
was for that surgery. And,
but I bet she used that emotion.
Sure.
In it. Like, I'm scared about this and I need to cry here. Boom. There's some good tears.
Yeah.
Cause her with Nina was amazing.
Oh.
And Nina was so nice. She
and
was like,
Brooklyn,
talk to me. Just tell me what you're thinking. Let's get to where we need to. She didn't freak out. She didn't encourage her to do anything stupid. No. She was very good.
And she got her to say the words, are you thinking of stealing the baby?
Right.
Because she can be like, firsthand, not a good idea.
Right. No baby stealing.
Yeah. No.
I feel like Maxie would have called Brooklyn, though, and said, hey, I told Nina, instead of Nina calling Brooke over and being like, I know your secret. I didn't like the way that was done.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Maxie's had enough stress.
Yeah.
But Nina saying to Brooklyn, who's the one person that would seriously help you out the most in this? Valentine.
Yeah.
But then also, who's someone who could recover the most from this? Valentine.
Exactly. And he's kind of owed a payback after giving her Sasha and then Sasha not really being hers.
But Sasha was an adult and in on the plan.
Bailey will be okay. I have faith.
Bailey's a baby right now, though, and isn't...
Right, if they keep
it's not
going,
like in 10 years, then they're going to suddenly tear Bailey away from her
exactly.
loving father.
Right.
That's...
Assuming
I'm not saying she hasn't bonded with this man, because...
No.
Of course she has.
And if they agree to help Maxie and aren't jerks about it, I think that Maxie would let Valentine continue to see her.
Absolutely. I think she too.
She needs a good dad, since Peter wasn't ever going to be one, and he's not around anyway.
Right.
So, there you go.
Right.
Tied that up with a neat little bow.
She was killing me.
She was great. I wasn't sure the point of the scene of TJ and Brando at the pool.
Okay, did you notice when he went to leave and Brando went to shake his hand and TJ like punched his arm? And I'm like, awkward!
Yes.
I think that could not have been written that way. That had to have been an...
Yeah, it had to be an oops, but it totally added to how awkward that moment would have been. But I just didn't understand it.
I don't know.
I mean, they can be friends, but we don't need to bring up the past every time that they encounter each other.
I thought that they had kind of already squashed it a little bit.
Right.
Like, this was not the first time that they've seen each other since...
Exactly.
But that's kind of the vibe you got was, oh, shoot, you just found out.
Right. No.
No.
I did not. Didn't understand it.
No.
Mm-mm.
And Brando was sweet. He's like, you were the first friend I made in the city.
Yes.
And I wasn't honest with you.
I love Brando.
Me too.
I loved him with Sasha. And good for her going to the pool with her pregnant belly.
Yes.
I wouldn't have been so bold. She looked beautiful.
I like Gladys's new look.
I like Gladys's new look too. I just can't stand her. She comes on the screen and I just, which I know is the point, but.
But do you think that Sasha's gonna, she made a really good point when she was talking with Maxie about, you know, keeping the distance.
Mm-hmm. But Maxie had a good point of now he has a choice. He can walk away.
Right. But she walked in on him stepping it up.
Yeah. But he had to protect Carly. I feel like he would have done that even if he wasn't part of the organization.
Right. I just hope that
they can
he doesn't become...
Right.
Back in the day, we wanted Brando to be the enforcer. What was it? We did it with Dante. Oh, it's when all the memories, we thought that Jason was going to become a cop and then Dante was going to be the bad guy and then Brando was going to... When did we talk about that?
In my head, it was only a couple weeks ago, but it was
months ago. Yeah.
Months ago. Like March, maybe?
Because Jason had... amnesia or like couldn't remember stuff too. It was not March. I don't think so.
No?
I don't know. To Instagram we go to pay attention to when we posted things because we posted that picture of the side by sides. Oh my gosh.
What?
Do you want to know when it was?
No, now I'm scared because I was only a couple months ago.
August.
Are you serious?
Okay.
Yeah. I have no excuse for thinking it was much earlier than that.
Or more recent than
right.
that. Yeah. Wow, that was almost a year ago.
Good job for you, like, pulling that out of there, though. I'm impressed.
Well, no, I don't know when we do stuff. I just know
how to get.
I know how to get the resources.
Got it.
I know where to go to get the answers.
Yes.
One thing that I've been seeing that has been interesting-ish about Brando, someone mentioned he kind of resembles Jimmy Lee Holt.
He does. Now that I've watched some of him. Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Could there be?
No. No, no, no.
Something.
No.
And we're finally doing Jimmy Lee Holt this week, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we've gotten the best that we can because
I know, but don't feel like I could have looked for 1,000 more things because it did pull you into all the other storylines that we've kind of talked about, but didn't know.
And he himself did not have really good playlists.
Right.
So we had to go into.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But like I said before, watching him also brought us a lot of Alan.
Mm-hmm.
So we are now good on that chunk of Alan.
Yeah.
Ish.
Ish. It's always going to be ish.
Yes. But so I thought that that was possibly going to be an interesting, I don't know. I guess we could see.
No.
Yes.
No. No, no, no. They cannot make him part of it.
But one thing, speaking of Jimmy Lee Holt and Alan,
mm-hmm.
did you watch the part where Edward and Lila were renewing their vows?
No.
So Edward and Lila were renewing their vows in the den. And I think he came in and was like, what's going on? Edward said, it's Quartermain tradition to renew your vows every 20 years.
Aww.
That's how they could honor Alan.
Yes.
Because I went back and looked and they were first married in 1978, which would be 43 years. Mm-hmm. But we're okay with them fudging the numbers if they need to, because they got divorced in 1990, but remarried in 91. So that's only 30, but their first wedding would be just over 40 years.
Right.
So if they did that as the way to remember Alan,
that would be beautiful.
Have Monica reflecting on that.
Aw, that'll make me cry.
But that would be such a good.
That would.
Do you know how they could do it? Oh no, because that's the wrong. Oh, Chase and Willow getting married in the Rose Garden. And then they can be talking about how Lila loved her Rose Garden. And then that can lead into all the memories of all the weddings that have been held at the mansion and all the, you know, receptions and everything.
That would be very cute.
Matrimonial celebrations.
Good job. I like the way you wrote that.
Thank you. So do we want to keep on?
What else happened?
Well, Austin and Monica saying how she put two and two together of who Austin is.
I liked him with Carly when she called him out on, why do you even need to know all this stuff? Like, who cares?
Right.
And he said, is everyone in this town related to everyone else? And she's like, you've been here a week. You don't need to figure out all of the lines.
Right.
What is
but
wrong
the short answer is yes.
Exactly.
Because they allow them to keep sleeping together.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking us off the topic that you just said, but that brings us back to Sam and Dante and both of them reminiscing about the kiss and what does this mean? No, it means nothing. It was a mistake. Walk away.
Sam asking Dante to go to Perks. Remember where their sister used to be a manager?
The family coffee business?
Right.
So gross.
Both of your sister, the same person was the sister,
Mm-hmm.
is the sister that used to be the manager there.
Yes.
So yeah.
I kind of wanted him to tell Chase so Chase could be like, ew, what? No. But Maxie was all like, tell me.
Yeah.
Like she's going to be for it. No, Maxie.
I don't think Maxie will because it hasn't been long enough for Lulu's only in a coma and I understand they're divorced and Lulu was getting proposed to by another man at the time. However, at the time of the explosion, Dante was trying to get her back.
I still want to know what happened to that ring.
It's probably gone.
But Lulu should have it. It was meant for her. Let's go find it.
I'm guessing that the floating rib cleanup has already happened.
Oh, man.
And already been.
All right.
Judging by the restaurant that just burned down in our area, it took about a month for them to do the cleanup to where you drive by it now and you would never even know that a building had been there.
That is very true.
But yeah, back to Austin.
Yes, sorry.
I liked him turning the tables on Scotty when Scotty's like, so can I get some free medical advice? And he's like, sure, are you going to give me free legal advice?
Yes.
Stop asking your friends for free work.
Right.
Stop it.
And they're not really even friends.
No, but your friends are worth getting paid with.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're not going to go off on that one. That's a whole nother podcast there.
No, but it's the truth. I really just liked that he was like, sure. And you're going to give me free legal advice. Like, I'm not going to pay you, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, no.
Well, okay then. Don't ask me for free medical advice.
Same thing. I love Olivia.
Yes.
Because her whole reaction to, wait. And she's like dictating what she read in the book.
Yes.
Which, please, can we get Edward's memoirs?
I was totally going to ask you that. Did I miss it? Is there an actual book? Because we need to read that.
I don't think so, but oh my gosh. Like Robin's diaries, we need Edward Quatermain's memoirs.
That
would Google.
Be so good. They haven't done it. They need to. And if they have done it, I can't believe we didn't know that.
Edward Quatermain memoir. Nope.
I was gonna say, I'm going to go by your face and say no, because if it would have been yes, you would have like jumped off the couch.
And it's on Reddit. Hold it. There's a Reddit thread. Edward's memoir, General Hospital. This is the first time that Edward's memoir has been mentioned, and it sounds like it's got some juicy stories. Really wish I had a copy to read. And then Olivia was like, she was playing Twisted Game of Trivial Pursuit. Edward Quatermain's master's son! And then she said, she's like, and as a single mother of two kids from different guys, like, I'm so sorry that I just said it that way. I thought she was cute.
She was adorable. And I liked how she said to him, I'm going to be nice to you because that's just what I do. But no, this is my family and I am on their side until everything is proven.
Yes.
Very Olivia-ish.
I just thought that was, I thought that was fun.
I didn't like Monica talking to her though and saying kind of like, why aren't you guys back together? You should be moved further along in this process.
Right.
And she's like, you Quatermains want to rush everything. If I'm not there, I'm not there.
Right. Yeah. No, absolutely. And
she needs to process.
But Ned offering to give up ELQ for her.
That was very sweet.
He's like, we've made too much progress to get back to where we are.
But I felt like that
but
was.
Have they? We haven't seen them doing it.
And.
Not doing it. Making progress.
Making progress. And I feel like, not to stereotype men, but it was a typical man's perspective of, oh, this is going to solve it. And she's like, no, I wasn't mad that you were working. I was mad that you were putting that before your family.
Right.
You can have the job. You just still have to
and
remember.
And not just putting it before your family, but like, it was also the attitude and the person he was becoming.
Right.
While doing it.
Exactly.
That was the problem.
Right.
It wasn't, right, oh, you're working job. Hard, long hours.
Exactly.
You know, it was, all right, you're becoming kind of a jerk.
Yes.
And that's not the Ned.
Ed Ned?
I was thinking Eddie Main. And that's not the Ned that she fell in love with.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, cheating on your wife's not okay, dude.
Mm-mm.
Cheating on your wife, that brings you to Alexis. And that Sam wouldn't, because Alexis was who he cheated with. Why are you giving me that face?
Because I don't have anything about Alexis this week.
Alexis was getting her arm checked out.
Oh,
Austin
yeah.
Not going to do it. And Sam was like, no, you can't be her doctor.
Yeah, I think that's why I just it wasn't significant.
It wasn't super significant, but I was glad that they at least followed through to address it. We saw in your notes that you have osteoporosis. Here you go. Let's put a cast on it.
But wait, is Lucas gone?
I don't know.
He's there to replace Lucas.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Can we at least say Lucas is doing Doctors Without Borders?
That would make sense.
Right. He needs to get away from the area to clear his head and to refocus, given that his whole world just blew up. Can we just say that he's doing Doctors Without Borders?
But I don't even feel like he would do that. I feel like he would stay and be around Wiley. Him and Michael had the conversation.
I do too, but if I we're going to have him be gone, let's have it be for a legit reason, not just, yeah, I'm here to take over for Lucas. Oh, wait, Lucas left?
We just got a new Lucas. Why are we sending him away?
I don't know. Seriously, he only had like 3 days.
Exactly.
The hate against him could not have been that strong.
No.
No.
You have
we
to
need
a
time
a
to
chance.
Get right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
And you know, it's hard for me to say that.
I was just going to say.
I hate change, but you at least have to give him a chance.
So how do you feel about Spencer this week, though?
I'm not there yet. I'm just not there.
I did like Nicholas calling him out.
Yeah. Don't pretend like you're sad
I think
about
that
this.
He knows. I think that he knows that. I think he
is
suspects
to know.
That
yes.
Spencer is behind this. Because what perfect timing. Ava's moving out and you suddenly decide to grace us with your presence.
Mm-hmm. I hope he's smart enough to officially figure it out and say something to Ava before he loses her for good.
Because mm-hmm.
you could see the spark when she had that bracelet and he's like, I saw it and I just had to buy it. I would have paid 1 million more times for it.
Oh, and A, Laura calling Spencer a snob.
Yeah.
And B, I said A, not one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
When you're like, A, two.
No.
No, but I'm holding up my fingers. So I was like, wait, which one did I do? So B, her comforting Ava and saying, return
our
to your family, our family.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh.
I really like that dynamic.
Yeah.
It was kind of dumb of Spencer to throw those shoes just in whatever dumpster, though. Dispose
yeah.
of things properly.
Told you.
Yeah.
Told you it was going to be the shoe.
Yep.
And the look on his face, like, oh, shoot. Yeah, that's right.
I did have shoes that only like 20 pairs exist in the world. Maybe I shouldn't wear them around.
Right. Good job, Trina, bringing back the Brady Bunch.
Yes.
And throwing in some George Glass.
Yes.
And like, Jim Brady didn't have this technology to prove. Well, A, George Glass was made up. I don't know why I'm doing bullet points today. Have I ever spoken in ABCDs?
I like it. Go ahead.
A, George Glass was not a real person. So it's a good thing Jan Brady didn't have this technology because she would have been found out a lot sooner being a liar.
Mm.
I don't have a B.
No, B, she wouldn't have been found out sooner because she would have just taken someone's profile pic off of Snapchat or Tinder or
and then photoshopped him in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she would have been better off.
Yeah. Why hasn't Trina tried to find him on social media?
I don't know.
She doesn't have his last name. Or his correct first name.
True.
Or his phone number.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah. He has.
He's got to work on his instincts, though, when she's like, give me, like, let me do a selfie. And he's like, no, no, no.
Right.
Come on, dude. That's suspicious.
Exactly. I want to make sure that I do the right filter and then I'll send it to you.
And especially for a guy that was just making fun of her for having her nose in her phone.
Right. Well, I'm glad that he's home to Nicholas so then he can be out in the open with everyone else.
Yeah. When do you think that's going to happen? But then Trina's going to have more trust issues because she's going to be like, wait, because she knows that Spencer hates Ava. She's going to be the one to figure it out.
She will.
She's going to be, because she's going to recognize the eyes. How has she not recognized the eyes?
I'm sure that she was upset, scared, and shocked that day. So she wasn't focused on it.
Yeah, but isn't that what they say? Like, you actually, it's like burned, like stamped on your brain then because it's like a traumatic event. So like what happened then? I don't know. I don't know. That's just a whole other.
Right. I'm not sure. That will be good though for her to figure it out.
Yeah.
That'd be really good.
Oh yeah. And I guarantee it's just going to happen where she's hanging around the gallery and she's going to help clean up the gallery. Ava's going to say, oh, Spencer's back.
Mm-hmm.
And Trina's going to be like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be good. That'll be really good.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Poor Trina. That girl just cannot catch a break. Oh, side note, I love how Nina redecorated Ava's condo. I love those walls. It looks like rocks, like the gemstone rocks, like the inside of what kind of rock am I talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking
like
about.
Like the
rocks. I don't know what you mean.
Nope, not that kind. The kind that's like all swirly. You see them in the store and the outside of them, it looks like all crystally, but then the inside is all different colors and swirly patterns.
Mosaic?
No, that's broken pieces of glass put together. I know that, but I don't know the name of the stone that I'm trying to.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not reading your mind right now.
You're supposed to be reading my mind today.
I'm sorry. Do you want me to start talking about it in bullet points? Maybe then it'll come to you.
A.
Mosaic. No, that's not it. Okay, two. I don't know. You'll think of it like in the middle of reality check. You'll just blurt it out.
Or someone's going to message me tomorrow and be like, it's blah.
Duh.
I didn't say duh. I said blah.
No, they'll say duh. Like, okay. How did you not know that? I don't know what it's called.
Geode.
There you go.
Geode.
There you go. You're so happy now. Do you want me to order you that table? They never forget.
No, but that's the kind of pattern. Like, that's the kind of the style.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that took a long time to get there. I am so sorry. Thank goodness I cut out the silences that are excessively long.
Yes.
For you, it was 2 seconds. For us, it was probably a minute.
I didn't like Nina and Ava this week, though, because Nina's a jerk. How are you going to stand there and talk to Ava about not being able to see Avery whenever you are keeping her dad away from her?
Mm-hmm.
And pretend like you're BFFs talking about this new guy when it's her baby daddy.
Right.
It's one thing to keep it from Carly because they fight all the time and don't like each other. But
this
Ava,
is your friend.
Like a really good friend.
Supposed to be your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I hear you.
I was angry as I was watching it. I was like, you're a jerk. That's not right. How do you keep that from her?
I don't know.
So yeah, I was kind of back and forth with Nina because as much as I liked her with Maxie, I did not like her with Ava.
Yeah. Side note, Scotty talked about Serena this week when he said that he delivered a baby in a snowbank. It was Serena that he delivered in the snow.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how he knows Austin. Like, how did he know everything?
Austin sought him out. Remember
Metro Court. He said, can you tell me? Okay.
Yeah. And he's like, do you know the town history?
And Scotty's
he called
like,
an attorney.
Right.
And so.
Yes. Okay. You're right.
I think it just wound up being Scotty.
Okay.
And
I totally forgot that scene at the Metro Court when he asked
Yes, because when he ordered the drink and then We're all like,
yeah, I can see it now.
What did he drink?
Yes.
Yes. And we'll talk about that on Thursday during Jimmy Lee Holt's 411.
There you go.
Yep.
What else?
Liesl found out about Britt and Jax and did not have a reaction the way that I thought she was going to. And I don't think she was going to shame her. Like, she's in love with Scotty, you know?
Right.
But I think she was going to be like, wait, what?
Britt needs some counseling, though, that she went there that fast. Oh, you're going to call me a slut because I'm sleeping with anybody that I meet? And
she was like, wasn't even close to that.
Exactly.
Yep.
That made me sad. No, don't talk about yourself.
Maybe Britt's thinking about that herself, but that's how Britt is thinking of herself.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She needs some therapy, or she needs to stop acting that way if she really thinks that's the way she's acting. I'm not trying to judge anybody's choices, but if the choice that you're making is making you feel that way,
right,
you need to make different choices.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe she and Willow can just become friends and just be single for a while and just be like, you know what? We actually don't need men to be okay.
Exactly.
Focus on yourself, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then someone did bring up, because we said that we think that you mentioned the bringing up the pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want that to happen because then she's going to worry about the Huntingtons.
Oh, that's true.
So please don't do that. Because
that's very true.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're going to listen to us, but that's very true.
I don't either, but that's going to be horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if the baby does
carry the gene.
Yeah. So kind of forgot about that when we were talking. I just wasn't, you brought it up last week. I wasn't even thinking that they were going to go there, but if they do,
Yeah, the baby has to be okay.
Yeah. She just needs to take some time to herself. She needs to focus on herself. Like, if I wanted her and Jason to work out, hopefully they can get back there because they were hot, but it's different because she went through all of that with him. So like they were able to bond during that difficult emotional time.
Is Huntington's one of the diseases that could be cured with stem cells? Because we could have the baby use the stem cells to cure her disease and then she could live happily ever after. And Austin, even though that's not the right doctor, Austin could be the doctor to figure that out and help her.
The therapy involves transplanting stem cells that have been turned into a neutral stem cells and shown to improve brain cell function in Huntington's. The goal is to slow the disease, but
there's not a cure.
No.
Okay. Well, still slow it. We could do that.
And possibly it could be like Robin's AIDS, to where it used to be a death sentence, but it also mirrored real life. So
they could just give her longer. I don't know when Faison's.
No cure exists, but drugs, physical therapy, and talk therapy can help manage some symptoms.
Okay.
They usually live anywhere between 10 to 20 years after the first symptoms appear.
No, that's way too young.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I don't like this.
But no, okay. So, well, that could be something that I don't know. Because Finn's infectious diseases.
Right. I said okay. Austin would be it, but Austin's we not still, the right.
No, now he's an orthopedic surgeon.
Yeah. Well, that's an opportunity to bring in a new doctor.
Yes.
I would like that.
Oh, somebody mentioned on Twitter this week about bringing in EMTs.
Yes.
And I'm like, we have been talking about this forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the past 2 years that we've had this podcast.
I feel like we've been talking about it.
I was going to say, I'm like, we're probably off the podcast. We've totally been talking about it.
Yes. Right. You don't see the paramedics except for that 2 seconds they walk through.
Yeah.
And you never see the firefighters unless they're like blocking something off for a minute.
Right.
They should totally be involved in everything.
Absolutely.
You see the SWAT personnel more than you see people who would actually be out in town every day.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. So, okay. So we now have an opening for what is Terry's? Oh, Terry's an oncologist.
Mm-hmm.
So if she becomes chief of staff, then we're going to have an opening for an oncologist, right?
There you go.
So we're going to need a new oncologist, whatever kind of doctor works with stem cells, and, well, the other first responders.
No, perfect. We need more people.
Yes.
We need
and
more
no
people.
And no offense. So everyone's asking about the pool.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great set.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's July. If you live on the East Coast, that pool is going to be closed Labor Day weekend. So maybe we could have saved that money, brought in some of these new characters, and then had it open next Memorial Day, actually have it be the scene of something, and then have it closed Labor Day weekend.
And I had a problem with all of the people who were there weren't staying at the hotel. Usually, hotel
I was curious
pools,
about that too.
You have to be staying there. You can't just walk in and pay money.
No, Blue Spruce, you could.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When the Blue Spruce was there and they had that, it was a public pool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was.
But it was a motel.
Hotel guest.
Yeah. I didn't think about that until just now. And I'm like, wait, what was the place? Because I worked next to it at McDonald's. I'm pretty sure that.
Oh, all right. Well, that was like very nice.
But it was an old school 1950s
right,
motel that was a public
pool.
Place. Although the Racquet Club, when it was the Racquet Club. I don't know if it was still the Racquet Club.
Okay.
But they had a bar. So like during the day, you couldn't go there, but at night you could go there and it was public because it was called the beach.
Oh.
But it was after hours.
Okay.
But I didn't really go there to swim.
Right.
Because it was a bar.
Yeah.
That just happened to be poolside.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
I just feel like you'd have to pay an admittance fee
right.
to get into the pool because right. you're not necessarily drinking.
Right.
And right. None of them were doing that. It was just, we showed up to the pool.
And why was no one working?
Right. Everyone's off today.
Yes. Like I could see Gladys and Brando being allowed to go.
They should have had the high school kids being lifeguards.
Yeah.
That would have been cute.
Yeah.
Especially since it's Carly's hotel, you would have thought that she would have offered that position to them.
Joss is the only teenager that hasn't had a job because so Cam has only worked like, why don't Cam and Joss work at Kelly's together?
I don't know. You would think she'd at least have a receptionist job at the Metro Court. Something
like a front desk or, I don't know, work at Perks.
Maybe her volleyball stuff interfered
okay.
with it.
Okay.
But now she's not doing that.
Yeah.
Or not doing it as much or whatever because she's
oh no,
like,
she's getting ready
rehab.
For the I thought she was just talking about how she was getting ready for something.
She was gonna join the PCU's team.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's still some downtime in the summer that she could do something.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I did not play collegiate sports.
Yeah, no, me neither.
If you want to explain how that works to us, just let us know.
Exactly.
But
I
know.
So like, yeah, they opened it too late and they're not going to be able to use it to the full potential.
Yeah. It would have been better to wait until next summer.
Right.
Open a Memorial Day weekend. Have it be a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Have it be. Yeah. It's kind of like they just, here's a pool.
Yeah.
Like what? Wasn't there a grand? Since when does Carly not want a grand opening
exactly.
of something?
Right.
You know what would have explained that a whole lot better? A private opening for friends and family. And that's why all those people were there.
They could have had Joss's grad party there too.
There's that.
Because they really just did that little thing at home. They didn't do anything else. I don't know what else there is.
Lenny has a heart condition.
It's not a heart condition. It wasn't a heart condition.
Yes, it was.
No, they couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. So they did more scans and it's not a heart condition. It's cancer.
I thought he said that his heart's getting worse.
See, I felt like he was feeling worse.
I thought he said the old ticker's getting worse. When did he say cancer? Was I not listening?
You weren't listening. So they went.
Did he say cancer?
Okay. So when they were in, whatchamacallit, in the bar, the doctor came and said, your heart's getting worse. Or I guess he did say your heart's getting
okay.
worse, but he said, like, he was kind of final. Like, there's nothing else to do. It's your heart or whatever.
But then that's
then
when
Sunny
Phyllis
said,
went and got the stuff about the second opinion.
Right.
And she's a world-renowned, like, heart specialist.
Right. But when they went to the hospital where they totally should have had Anna run into Sunny, that doctor did a whole body scan and came back and said that there was a mass on his...
That doesn't mean cancer, though.
No, they said cancer. Oh, pause that and look at it.
Okay, well, anyway, so even if it's cancer, it's still heart-related, right?
I don't think so. I think...
Okay, well, you're ruining my whole theory.
Okay, go ahead with your theory.
My theory was, why was David Hayward not the heart doctor?
Oh. Well, yeah,
and then that would have been awesome.
Oh, okay.
Because
I'm
then
with
Anna
you with that.
Went to... How did I miss that? But anyway, David Hayward worked on heart. He could have been at this hospital and Anna could have run into him and then they would have also run into Sunny.
Okay, so I'm going to show you this clip from YouTube. It was Friday's episode. Lenny Has Cancer Part 2. I mean, it's named Lenny Has, so...
I promised that I watched Friday.
Sorry to take so long. Did I miss Dr. Kishore? I'm afraid so. What did she say? What's going on with your heart? It's not my heart, Phyllis. It's cancer.
What was I doing during this?
Oh, no.
That's a big thing for me to miss. Okay, you can turn it off now.
I mean, nothing's going to tell you where it is.
Dr. Kishore decided to move further than my heart. I had a scan. There's a mass on my pancreas.
Pancreas, see, that's
pancreatic
what I was
cancer.
Saying.
Okay.
Oh. All right. So it's not Lenny's heart. Lenny has pancreatic cancer. I don't know what you were doing, but I hope it was something good because you missed it.
I was probably doing work.
Well, I like your
the
whole,
downside of my trying to do work and watch GH at the same time. How did I miss something that big, though?
I don't know. It still could have been David Hayward, though, that ordered that test.
Right.
So you're right. They missed an opportunity.
And then Anna could have been there. And then...
Oh, that is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. They definitely missed an opportunity.
I wonder if David would have recognized Sonny from anything. Probably not. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, he's not been to Port Charles, as far as we know. But I'm just thinking, like, through Anna, would he have possibly? But Anna was married to him before she came back to Port Charles, which was after Sonny was already there. So, no.
But she would have stopped to talk to him, and then he would have had an interaction with Sonny, and so she would have...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, look at me knowing something for once better than you did. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I don't know how I missed that, because I would have written that down. I wrote down that I wanted to know what was on the table tent at the TNO. I pay attention to stuff. I do want to know what's on there, because I want to make whatever's on there.
I know that you do. And then Mike called Mina and said, you need to come home.
Yeah.
So... That's how, I don't know, they're going to... I just assumed they were going to go to General Hospital, not to whatever hospital they went to.
Right. Right. Like, why wouldn't... She's aware of Port Charles General Hospital.
Yeah. But so she researched the doctor, and
she
this
did.
Was the best
she
doctor.
Did. Yep.
So that was what mattered.
Question. When people live in New York, do they refer to going to New York City as, I'm going to New York? Because Anna kept saying, I'm going to New York. And it's like, but you're
specify,
in New York.
Yeah.
But it is called New York City.
Yeah.
It's not like...
I would think you'd just say the city.
I don't know. So if you live in New York, what do you refer to New York City as? Do you just say, I'm going to New York?
Yeah, that feels weird.
Yeah.
I want to know. That's a good question. Maybe someone can tell us.
Someone,
I don't know.
Someone help me figure this out.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is the stuff that I was apparently listening to, but I missed cancer.
It was cancer.
But then Finn asked if she was going to see a show... And she said that she was going to get
oh my God,
Violet
so cute.
A gift. It would have been great if she said, I'm going to get, because she said that she was going to get her a gift for the, because they always read Eloise at the Plaza.
Yeah.
Great book. Not discounting Eloise. However, it would have been better if she said, oh, Violet loves the musical Cat. And so I'm going to see if I can get her a gift because one, Cat's not the movie is awesome. And it's closed on Broadway, but it's still been like such a staple of Broadway. I would imagine that they would still have some kind of a gift.
Right.
Finola Hughes was Victoria in the original London cast.
Yeah.
So missed opportunity.
But Eloise is more.
I know.
Kid friendly.
Yeah.
And so cute.
But
maybe next time.
We're talking about shows. We're talking about gifts. You could have gotten her something from Cats. We know she loves her animals.
She does. I'm sorry.
Even though Cats is closed, we still could have done it.
I really liked the Eloise. I'm sorry.
That was cute. If Finola had not been in the original cast of Cats for London, I wouldn't even care.
Right.
But that was that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's all that I had. Oh, and Yuri saying Miss BLQ. I thought was funny.
That was funny. Sonny had the flashback when he picked
up the hat. Oh, yes.
That was the only other thing that was maybe significant eventually of telling Mike that it was okay to let go.
Yeah.
So that was really it. They didn't show any like major flashbacks.
He made a joke about his amnesia though this past week. And I can't remember. He's like, I don't know. Maybe, when they were talking about the wedding or when Lenny and Phyllis got married.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know. I wasn't there. Or maybe I was. I don't remember.
Oh, I missed that. See?
Oh, it was so funny. That's and Lenny line. Said, no, Mike, you weren't there. Don't worry.
That's a good line. I missed it.
Darn. Okay, well, I picked up on that, but missed Lenny blatantly saying he has cancer. I'm going to get some hate mail for that.
Yeah.
Do-do-do.
Reality check.
So I forgot to share one from last week. I joined AARP. Do you know that you do not have to be over 50 to join AARP?
I did not know that, but that's really funny because our mutual friends were making fun of you that day. That we went out and you could not go. They were Shannon did something. You had something else going on.
She did something.
I was sick. No, there was something else that you like did that you were somewhat excited about. And they were like, and she joined ARP. So it's already been a big day for Shannon. She just can't go out.
When you guys all went out, I was sick. That's because it was last Saturday.
I know, but there must have been something else that you had got in the mail or something else because we were somehow referencing whatever. And
yeah.
They were like, nope. She's had a big day. She joined ARP. And I was like, what?
$14 a year and you get a ton of discounts.
All right. I guess I'll join. I always get insulted when they accidentally send you that paper and you're like, send that out.
Yep. No, it's not. It just geared towards, but it's not.
Okay.
Just for. Because I'm still in my 30s.
Yeah, you're a baby. So I hope that it is not based off age or you're lying to somebody.
No, they have you put in your
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't wait for my card to come. Oh, can't wait to start booking hotel rooms and people being like, but what? You're eight. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
30s AARP member.
I'd totally be lying. I'm 70. I just look this good.
Discounted on food, like at certain restaurants. Heck yeah. Huh. Sign me up. Forget the entertainment book.
All right.
Get that.
Maybe I'm going to join some ARC with you.
Perfect. It'll help us save money on our trip.
Well,
that's actually part of why I looked into it, because I have a lot of travel plans going on next year. So I was like, oh, okay. And just other things. So,
yay.
And for this week, my office did a party around the calendar for every party that we missed in 2020.
That was such a cute idea.
It was so much fun. We had a table for St. Patrick's Day, we always do Friendsgiving, we just had a patriotic table because just to incorporate all the patriotic holidays. Mm-hmm. We had one for Cinco de Mayo and I had the margaritas, but I was better than I was a couple weeks ago. But yeah, I mean, it's been a busy week. It was just nice to like be able to enjoy time with the people in my office. That was a lot of fun.
Right.
And I love my office.
That's so cute. So it was very cute to see how excited you were and our mutual friends.
So
even though it seemed very stressful.
We've been planning this for months and then it came down to, that's just a whole other thing, but it was fun. Good. And it came out well and it worked out well and it's over. And my daughter got her first paycheck and was so excited to go to the bank. So yeah, that was fun.
So happy for her. Did she blow any of it on anything done yet?
No. She's saving it.
Teach me those skills for my kids, because I swear they get it and they're like, can you cash this? Let's go to Target. So
she's saving it.
Good job.
What about you?
So cute. So my kids are in Mexico this week. They left my house Tuesday, but they didn't go to Mexico until Wednesday. So I have been getting super cute pictures and videos that I'll show you. They went snorkeling yesterday.
Aww.
And my ex took his GoPro with him. So there's a picture of Madeline holding a starfish and like, oh my God, it's so cute. And I'm so excited that they are getting to have that experience.
Yeah.
And not that it's all about alcohol, but Emily is very much about being an adult. And in Mexico, you only have to be 18. So last night they went to a nightclub and she had only three drinks of her choosing. So she was not overdoing it.
And I'm sure they were watching her.
Oh, definitely. But just that experience.
She was able to legally.
Exactly. Right. I went to a nightclub and had a drink. She's like so excited. And Megan.
What did she drink?
I know she's had a couple of Bahama Mamas.
Okay.
Which are totally my favorite. Just like anything fruity. Like she's like me. It has to be a sweet drink. So okay. I don't know. I have not talked to her yet today to know exactly what she drank, but I talked to Megan and the grandma went with them. And so the grandma was like, she was very responsible and she did very well and whatever. So
grandma went to the nightclub.
Grandma went to the nightclub.
Nice.
Yes. So, and grandma doesn't give out compliments very easily. So she must have really done a good job for grandma to be complimenting.
Very good.
That was good. And Megan's having fun, except for I was so worried about Madeline getting sunburnt. I guess that they're doing a great job with Madeline. In fact, her legs looked a little bit tan, but Megan has baby blisters forming because they're just going in the sun, in the sun, in the sun. And I'm like, put on sunscreen. So the mom in me wishes I could go to Mexico and slather her in sunscreen and then come back. But besides that, they are having a good time. And I'm enjoying being kid free. We went out to dinner and played mini golf with Matt and his girlfriend yesterday.
Aww.
And was that Friday night? We went to, what's that restaurant
called? Coast in Maine.
Thank you. I don't know why I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, Coast in Maine is an amazing restaurant. I've never been to it before.
Oh.
Swear to God, it was the best meal of my entire life.
I
had the salmon and it was so, so good. And it was like special because it is very expensive. It's not somewhere you go for nothing. And then we left there and went to Jared's and looked at engagement rings. Shannon has a face. I'm waiting for the reaction.
I don't know what to say.
Just to clarify for our listeners, it is not the person that I was talking about, the PFA and harassing charges and all that. That is an ex. This is Matt's dad that we have rekindled things with.
And this is the first time that Amanda has talked about her actual personal life on the podcast.
I was waiting for something good.
Well, that's something good.
It is something good. So there you go.
Do I get to help plan this?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was my weekend. so far.
I was not expecting that.
I know.
Probably the same reaction you had to perhaps AARP was the same reaction. Now, how does that feel? You're getting engagement rings and your friends doing AARP.
Well,
surprise!
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh. It was funny. And the lady, you know, that like helps you or whatever, asked, so how did you guys meet? And I was like, you tell her this story.
Like, you don't want to know.
No. And he was like, actually, we dated in high school. We had a kid together. Then we separated for a long time. And now we're back together. And she was like, you have a kid together? And you could tell she was thinking, you know, not that
she's trying to do math.
Not that we look really, he didn't say we had a kid in high school. He said we had a kid. And not that we look really young, but you could be guesstimating on our age. And so you could tell she was expecting him to be like, oh, our kid's 10 or whatever.
Right.
And he was like, our kid's 23. And she was like, oh, well, wow. Congratulations.
I was waiting for you to clarify. I thought perhaps you went with Matt to help him find one, but
no, it was for me from Matt's dad.
Aww.
I'm glad you're excited to plan a wedding.
Oh, I was going to help plan the proposal.
Oh, you can help plan the proposal too. Sure.
Yeah.
You can plan everything. Well, I mean, yeah.
I mean, I can totally plan everything. Yes.
You can totally plan everything, but you'll have to talk to him about that. So, yes. So, anyway, yeah.
Aww.
That's my reality.
Cool.
Thanks.
I like it. I'll use my AARP discount.
Yes.
I'll get you a good deal on some
stuff. I was going to say, can you book our hotel rooms for all our guests?
With my
Oh my God.
All right. So there's not really a good transition. I'm like, speaking of AARP, we're going to talk about Jimmy Holt on Thursday, who we just found out passed away a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I don't like when they kill characters. Mm-mm. That there's no reason to kill him.
Right.
Yeah. Thursday, we are finally going to talk about all things as far as we can find out about Jimmy Lee Holt.
Yes. So have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.